From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
A rainfall amount of 1 to 2 inches have been observed with the thunderstorm activity. So if the thunderstorms do persist in the overnight hours, it could cause some additional problems across parts of Ohio that have already received some very heavy rain the past week.
I flipped the light on to go down the steps, and they could see water about 6 inches from our ceiling joist. And so I come out to the front kitchen window over the sink and looked out there. My truck's parked in the driveway here, and there was 4 foot water up the side of the truck.
Things happened here that have never happened, never before. The mountain is alive. It's a deadly mountain. I'm not going near it. It's going to be sealed and closed. I will never go back in there.
Sealing up the mine with our loved ones inside without knowing if they've perished is outrageous to us. We have prayed day and night for a miracle. And now we feel that Mr. Murray is abandoning us.
It is regrettable to us that Michael Vick had to settle for a plea bargain. All of us, the fans of Mr. Vick, had hoped for a more favorable outcome.
Commissioner Roger Goodell notified Michael Vick that Vick is suspended indefinitely without pay from the NFL, and that's effective immediately.
We know that our troops are performing well under the surge and that there's been a temporary reduction in violence. What we also know is that none of the Iraqi factions have taken seriously the need to come to a political accommodation, and we can't create a stable Iraq until that happens.
We simply cannot, as a nation, stand and put our troops at continuous risk of loss of life and limb without beginning to take some decisive action which will get everybody's attention.
One unmistakable legacy of Vietnam is that the price of America's withdrawal was paid by millions of innocent citizens whose agonies would add to our vocabulary new terms like boat people, re-education camps, and killing fields.